News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Many more firefighters have travelled to Los Angeles with stronger Santa Ana winds forecast threatening to trigger new wildfires. Colleen Shelby is a reporter with the LA Times. She's also a native of Altadena, California, which is one of the worst affected areas. Good morning to you again, Colleen.
Hi, thank you for having me.
The Santa Ana winds seem to be the biggest concern right now. What's changing and why is it increasing the risk of more fires?
We're expecting more winds to hit in just a few hours in the pre-dawn hours of Wednesday morning our time going into noon. These winds could hit between 40 miles per hour to 70 miles per hour. And we are, you know, the entire region right now is really under this red fire warning. There are certain areas that may be hit harder than the winds. The hope is that the area in Altadena, for example, that are currently under fire and siege won't be hit as much as others. But everyone is really bracing themselves right now for what may come.
The concern as well is some of the wildfires that have been tamed or have effectively burnt out could take off again because of these renewed winds and move in a different direction.
Yeah, that is always the concern. And the two major fires happening right now, one in Altadena and the other more than 30 miles away in the Pacific Palisades and Malibu area, are still, you know, contained to only a small degree. They're certainly far from being put out completely. So a wind could pick up, embers can fly. The flying embers were actually a huge reason right now that we're realizing that the fire spread as far down as it did in Altadena, which is nestled up against the mountains, but is by no means a mountain town.
Where are all the people who have had to be evacuated from their homes and whose homes have now been destroyed staying right now? I mean, are they couch surfing across the city? Are they all in emergency shelters? And more importantly, what is the long-term future for those who have lost their homes?
Yeah, it's a combination. There are certainly people who are sheltering right now with family across the region. I know people who have left the area completely and gone to safety, you know, miles and miles away from the fire danger zone. There are people who are couch surfing. There are people also in evacuation centers. One area, the Pasadena Convention Center, which is, you know, known for Comic-Con and different award shows, for example, is set up as a shelter where there are tons of people that have been camped out there for days. And the question of what's next, I think, is on everyone's mind. There are people who have been evacuated that are still under an evacuation order that have not been able to return. Many people haven't even been able to see if their houses are still standing. So that question of what comes tomorrow, what comes next week, what comes next month is still something that I don't think many people even know right now and everyone is trying to grapple with.
The idea of having someone to blame It always comes to the fore when a tragedy like this happens. Nature is the primary agent involved here, but there are arson investigators in the Palisades. Is there a concern that this devastation was indeed started by man?
I know in the Palisades there is an investigation looking into a hiking trail as the source and the center of the fire in that region. In Altadena, they're looking into an electrical power as potentially sparking and being the source there as well. But right now, people really don't know. So everybody is asking the question of whether this was entirely nature's fault or whether this was started by a human. And obviously, we had those intense winds, we had limited sources, and we had dry conditions, which just created this recipe for disaster in an unbelievable way.
Okay, Colleen Shelby, stay safe. Reporter with the LA Times joining us from California this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.